आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार दोस्तों, आप जुड़े हुए हैं भव्या पांडे के साथ और आज आपकी मुलाकात कराऊंगी एक ऐसे यंगस्टर के साथ जिन्होंने पूरा भारत घूमने की ठान ली है। ओम सतीजा 22 वर्षीय फाइनल ईयर फिजियोथेरेपी छात्र हैं जो कि मोनाश यूनिवर्सिटी में पढ़ रहे हैं। मेलबर्न के साउथ ईस्ट सबर्ब्स में पले बड़े ओम पढ़ाई के साथ साथ क्रिकेट और संगीत का शौक रखते हैं। उन्होंने डैंडेनोंग के लिए प्रीमियर क्रिकेट भी खेला है और अब उनका पूरा ध्यान वन इंडिया रन को आगे बढ़ाने पर केंद्रित है। अब आप सब सोच रहे होंगे कि ये वन इंडिया रन आखिर है क्या। दरअसल 26 जनवरी 2026 को ओम भारत के दक्षिणी सिरे यानी कन्याकुमारी से कश्मीर के श्रीनगर तक 5000 किलोमीटर की दौड़ का प्रयास करेंगे। आपको बता दूं कि इस सफर में वे प्रतिदिन लगभग 50 किलोमीटर तय करेंगे 14 राज्यों से गुजरते हुए। भीषण गर्मी, ट्रैफिक, पहाड़ी सड़कों और बीच में आने वाली हर चुनौती का सामना करते हुए जो बात उनके भाई के साथ एक मजाक के रूप में शुरू हुई थी वे धीरे धीरे अब उनके जीवन की दिशा बदल देने वाली चुनौती बन गई है। लेकिन अब आप सोच रहे होंगे इस मैराथन का उद्देश्य क्या है, आइए ओम से ही जानते हैं। सो ओम, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी।
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग
ओम। एज आई वाज रीडिंग अबाउट यू, यू मेंशनड समवेयर दैट द आइडिया ऑफ दिस मैराथन इट स्टार्टेड एज अ जोक विद योर ब्रदर। सो एट व्हाट पॉइंट डिड इट बिकम अ सीरियस गोल?
या इट्स आई थिंक सम टाइम लास्ट ईयर माय ब्रदर हैड जस्ट जोक्ड अबाउट दिस आइडिया ऑफ एक्चुअली डूइंग दिस ब्रदर्स टुगेदर एंड सॉर्ट ऑफ मिडल ऑफ लास्ट ईयर जुलाई 2024 It was just a conversation we'd have in the kitchen, but yeah, at the end of the day and laugh about what this possibility could look like. Sometime in November, December, I became quite serious about this idea and thought, what would it take to actually get done? So I did some research on people who'd actually run across India. There's a very small handful, and one of them's a gentleman called Pat Farmer. So I reached out to him on Facebook. And to my surprise, he actually replied back and invited me to come up to the Central Coast where he lived to meet him. So at that time, my brother actually became a bit unsure of actually doing the run, but he said that if I wanted to pursue it, he would be there every step of the way by my side. So in January this year, I drove my car for a little road trip to New South Wales from Melbourne, where I live, and slept in my car overnight near the Central Coast because I couldn't find a spot to pitch my tent, and met Pat Farmer. And pretty much from that meeting onwards, on the 5th of January, I was so inspired by, I guess, his story and what he had done and just the determination he had throughout his life and what he'd achieved that I thought in a year's time I could sit around and be in the exact same spot thinking about what this could have been, or I could commit now and see what I could make of it. So that was a big turning point.
Right. So Om, running 5,000 kilometers across India is enormous. What do you anticipate being the toughest part of it? The physical aspect, the mental, or logistically?
It's a great question. Up until this point, to be honest, the logistics and every administrative element of this project has been way harder than the running itself. But obviously once we hit the ground, I think it'll be a mix. I think there'll be some days without a lot of breakdowns, and it'll be how much we can adapt. It's going to be 35 degrees and 90% humidity in Tamil Nadu, so it's going to be pretty tough running 50 kilometers a day there. But I think the mental strength is always the thing that gets you through beyond just your physical ability. And if you can commit to just breaking things out and continue moving forward, no matter how many things are thrown at you, you never know where you can end up.
Right. What is it that you wish to achieve out of this run? And I would also like you to, you know, tell us a bit about the social work aspect of this and what is the true aim of this marathon for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, look, from a personal point of view, obviously, as a challenge, you do it as an individual to break your own limits of what you think is possible, and in some ways also empower others to believe in that too. We're supporting a wonderful cause, a charity called Udaan in Kolkata, and they essentially help young kids from leprosy-affected communities break the cycle of poverty through education. So education helps give them a pathway and a better life. As such, like, I think the impact we can make under that is enormous. The other thing, I think, you know, we want to help hundreds of kids get at dignity and education, but also we feel for young Indian kids in Australia, which we are, you know, which helped, you know, younger versions of us, we want to be that shining light and a role model on that next generation of Australians to go and make a difference in the world and show them that anything is possible and they're committed and they chase their dreams and they can make a positive impact on society by doing so.
Definitely. One thing I would like to ask you is that why did you choose India, you know, to sort of navigate this journey? And how do you think this journey will inspire young Australians from migrant or multicultural backgrounds?
So, question my parents keep asking me too. They do wish that I was just doing it in Australia. It's a bit easier here. I think the whole concept that my brother and I found that was so appealing was obviously, yes, we're born and brought up in Australia and identify very strongly as Australians, but being of Indian background and, you know, going home to visit family every few years, we feel like there's a sense of connection there that we wanted to explore. And India is the, you know, as we all know, the most diverse and probably the craziest country in the world. Every state has a different culture, cuisine, history, language. So we think that, I think exploring India from Kanyakumari to Kashmir is something that, you know, the world, I don't think most people can understand that this is a scale and of difference, just incredible things that exist. And for, you know, yeah, like you said, young kids from migrant backgrounds here, I think there's always a sense of lack of belonging. They don't feel like they fit in to their original ethnicity, be it Indian or wherever their parents are from. Or they also feel like they're halfway between that and being in Australia. And I think this is to show that, you know, obviously we belong here in Australia, but we also have a strong sense of identity for where our parents have come from. And for us, this is like a cultural bridge to connect those thoughts that, yes, we're from Australia, but we want to make an impact to people all over the world. And I think through your act, it's always what your actions represent, right? So the courage it takes to go do this with the team that we have and what we're going to share, the journey, the highs and the lows. I think there are so many young kids out there who can see, you know, what might seem impossible for many become a reality. And hopefully inspire them to take action in their life.
Why do you think it's important to address leprosy stigma in India today, even though the disease is curable? And this is also one of the main aspects of your run.
Yeah, it's a great question. As you might have read, obviously my brother and I witnessed it as young children when we were in Rishikesh. But the reason why stigma and sad thing is so big is because I feel like there are a lot of parallels in general just with other elements of society. And to give, you know, people, I think a lot of young people will feel experience discrimination or some sort of, you know, could be bullying in school or discrimination at some point in their life. And if you see the extent to which these kids have gone through, and I think it gives you a sense of duty to give back and help them get a chance of dignity and an opportunity. And the truth is, a lot of people ask, oh, I have no connection to leprosy or no connection to India. Why should I care? Why should I support it? Pat Farmer said a wonderful thing to us that at the end of the day, no matter which corner of the world you go to, fundamentally, we're all pretty similar. We just want a good life for ourselves and our families. We all have a duty as part of the human race to help and support each other. So I think that was a huge thing that even though a lot of people cannot individually connect or relate to this exact cause, the point of stigma and the point of disconnection and giving people dignity a chance is something that all human beings should aspire to do. And if we have a platform, as Hart told us, he's like, if you're in a position to help a brother or sister out, no matter which part of the world they're from or what they might be living with,
adding a life for a lip. So that's a big part of this mission and trying to give back. And no matter what size difference it might be, whether it be from 3 kids who get that chance or 300, something better than that.
So Om, thank you so much for joining us today, and I wish you all the very best for your journey.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Bhavya.
SBS News के लिए इस खबर को आप सबके सामने SBS हिंदी में लेकर आई भव्या पांडे.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं.